90 seconds on the WLEW Sports Network with your second half. Cassie leads 15-7 on your hardwood home for High School Hoops Sports Radio 102.1.
From your Truck Month headquarters, Graf, Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, here's Keith, Brandon, and Sam.
Hey, Pops, what's all the commotion?
That's the sound of the Chevy Silverado, the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road with the lowest cost of ownership. You gotta love Chevy Truck Month. Time to get a great truck at a great price.
You got it, boss. Save almost $13,000 on remaining 2015 Silverado light-duty crew cabs. Or if you prefer a low lease payment, current lessees can drive away in a 2016 four-wheel drive double cab for under $200 a month, and all are equipped with the All-Star Package.
Remember, trucks are what we do, and your Silverado is in stock and priced for immediate delivery. But hurry, truck month ends soon.
And if a truck isn't for you, we have great deals on cars as well, like a 2016 Buick Verano with leather for under $250 a month, or a Chevy Malibu for under, get this, $150 a month.
Under $150 a month, Malibu-yah!
Truck month is here, and so are the savings throughout our entire lot here at Graf Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
Payments based on a 24-month, 10,000-mile-per-year GMEPP lease with competitive lease in household. All upfront fees due at sign.
They're kicking up the sawdust right now at Cass City Do It Best Hardware. They've got a huge selection of Jontz Red and EFCO chainsaws on hand right now, making upgrading your cutting power easy. There's a saw for any job, and they've definitely got the saw for you. Also, right now with the purchase of any chainsaw, you can purchase the Woodcutter's Kit, which includes a carrying case, six-pack of EFCO two-cycle oil, and plenty of safety equipment for only $99.99. That's $30 in savings. Stop in today to Cass City Do It Best Hardware. Call 989-872-2188 for more info or visit them on the web at casscity.doitbest.com.
And straight out of the second half, Ubley wastes no time getting on the board. They beat Anthony Sweeney, who goes to work inside the lane for a jump shot. 2 points for him. It's Ubley 9, Cass City 15. First three is no good from Cass City. Long rebound goes out of bounds, and that's actually going to be a push against Ubley. The first team foul of the half for the Bearcats.
And that's against Trevor Trepesky. It's his second.
Cass City ball in front of their own bench. Moving left to right across the radio this half. Cass City in their away maroon burgundy jerseys. Parker Hare to Sawyer Cathrell, right wing. Being guarded by John Brandle. Screen from Lounsbury, into the corner to Chase Winter. Back out to Sawyer Cathrell, and he passes it behind him. John Brandle tries to chase it down, but it will be out of bounds. Ubley ball underneath their own hoop, left side of your radio. And that is the seventh turnover for the Cass City Redhawks tonight.
We're talking about how eerily similar this game is to last year's finish. Cass City controlled the game pretty much the whole time, and then all of a sudden, Ubley came back and caught him at the end. This game is shaping up to doing the same thing.
Sweeney into the lane, dribbles down to the left block and feeds into the corner to Brandle. Back out to Trepesky. Full length cuts for Jeffrey Wright from the right wing all the way to the left wing. Sweeney with the fadeaway jump shot from the left right block is no good. Jeffrey Wright cleans up the boards, gets the basket to count, and he is fouled for an and-one. An old-fashioned three-point play coming up for Jeffrey Wright. Those are his first points of the night with a made basket and potentially a made free throw here. Foul goes against number 22, Chase Winter. That's his first and team's first as the free throw is good. And suddenly it's a three-point ball game at 12-15, Cass City leading by 3 points. Sawyer Cathrell wastes no time, goes all the way into the lane, lets it fly. Right hand layup is good. I guess you could call that a floater as well for 2 points. Sawyer Cathrell with 13 of the 17 points for Cass City in a 5-point lead, 6.5 to play in the third quarter.
Ubley's turning up the heat a little bit right now. They're attacking right now on offense, but on a made basket, they're going to a full court press.
John Brandle goes into the lane, tries the backwards, behind the back, reverse layup, no good. Rebound, Parker Hare. Hare to Cathrell, left wing, thought about taking the three, but Sweeney was there too fast. Back to Cathrell, he'll take the three this time, and it's good. He's feeling it tonight. He has 16 for Cass City, who has 20 points compared to Ubley's 12. It's an 8-point lead. John Brandle to Anthony Sweeney, right wing, dribbles into the lane with speed, back out to Brandle, left corner. Trepesky left wing being guarded by Lounsbury. Dribbles back in top of the key. To the right wing, Sweeney takes his time. Now goes to the free throw line. Loses a handle on it, but Brandel's there to scoop it up. Trepeski, right wing. To Sweeney, left wing. At the free throw line, nothing there. Kicks it back out to Brandel. Trevor Trepeski tries to go down the left side of the lane. Nothing there. Jeffrey Wright, left wing, gets the pass. Back out to Sweeney.
Hopefully being very methodical about this until this shot goes in.
And Sweeney hits the three. He has 5 points in this quarter alone, 9 on the game, and brings Ebley back within Cass City of 5 points. To the left wing to Chase Winter, down to Logan Schenck, and it's swatted away by Jeffrey Wright, and Sweeney clogs up with him for a held ball, jump ball, possession arrow in favor of Cass City. Parker Hare will inbound for the Redhawks. Logan Schenck dives to the corner and gets the inbound. Back out to Lounsbury. And Sarah Cuthrell gets the second pass to the corner, and he dribbles all the way back out to the top. 4:50 left in the third quarter. It's Cass City 20, Ubley 15. Very few stoppages in this ball game. Time of possession, average time of possession is about 45 minutes. Three-pointer from Parker Hare is no good. Rebound, Keith Lounsbury. And inside the lane, Logan Schenck gets his first points. 4-2, powering up. 7-point lead for Cass City, 22-15.
Cass City's going to need more from Logan Schenck.
Sweeney in the lane, kicks it out to the left wing, and skip pass to the right wing to Brandel. And errant pass intended for Mychek is stolen by Logan Schenck. Said, look, Mom, what I found. Into the free throw line, Parker Hare, jump shot, no good, short rebound, Jeffrey Wright, and we have a whistle, and this will be a foul against Cass City. It appears to be against Logan Schenck, his first, team second, and we have a full timeout called, Cass City 22, Ubley 15, with 3:57 left in the third quarter.
As you know, things can be tough out there, but by having a local Farm Bureau insurance agent makes it easier. Hi, this is Reggie Ignash, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent in downtown Cass City. As Michigan's largest farm insurer, we're proud to serve a local community, proud to protect your busy lifestyle. If you're a proud local farmer, we're the company for people like you. Nobody cares as much about protecting you, your farm, and your family as we do. So give me a call at the Reggie Ignash Agency in Cass City today at 989-872-4432. 989-872-4432. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Special Scents Flower Shop of Cass City, their flowers say I love you. They say I'm sorry. They say I'll miss you. They say I do. For any reason or any event, Special Scents Flower Shop of Cass City has everything you're looking for. From weddings and funerals or everyday arrangements to say I love you or I care. They can make any arrangement that you need and have a wide variety of plant arrangements and unique gift ideas. Local delivery or pickup available at Special Scents Flower Shop of Cass City, conveniently located downtown. Call 989-872-3434 and place your order today.
Out of the full timeout called by Ubley, the Bearcats come down and launch a three, which is no good. Rebound, Cass City now on offense. 3:25 left in the third. Feeds it down to Keith Lounsbury. And the left block goes up. He is fouled. Basket falls and one coming up for Keith Lounsbury. That's his first points of the night. And extends the lead out to 9 points, 24-15, and one coming up. Foul goes against Ubley's number 12, Jeffrey Wright. That's his second. And team second free throw is no good, but Parker Hare brings in the rebound. Shot's no good. Rebound still loose and brought in by Keith Lounsbury. Johnny on the spot. Logan Schenck takes a shot. That one's no good. Rebound Parker Hare. That one can't fall either. And another offensive board for Cass City. Those five in this quarter alone. And Parker Hare inside the lane. Bunny is good for 2 points. Parker Hare has four, and it's the largest lead, or excuse me, second largest lead for Cass City at 11. They've led as many as by 12 on the night.
That's the first first flurry of offensive rebounds for the Cass City Redhawks.